Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The 30th National Cowboy Poetry Gathering is starting today in Elko, Nevada. And to mark that event, we are joined by a cattle rancher who comes from a long line of cowboy poets. Gail Steiger is with us from his ranch outside Prescott, Arizona. And Gail, welcome. First, for people who don't know, what is cowboy poetry?
Oh, well, cowboy poetry, I guess cowboy poetry is mainly songs and poems and stories about the actual work of being a cowboy. I grew up with it. My grandfather had a ranch about 15 miles from the one I'm working at today. He used to launch into song or a poem kind of at the drop of a hat. I didn't know it was cowboy poetry then. Hmm. It was just the old guy going off again, as he was always wont to do.
Your grandfather was Gale Gardner, one of the most celebrated cowboy poets.
Yes, sir.
Well, when did you figure out what a big deal he was in the community?
You know, a bunch of folklorists got together to start this cowboy poetry gathering in Elko. And one of the folklorists who had helped with that project had been doing field work here in Prescott. And he found my grandfather and some other old cowboys, and he rounded them up, and he would take them around to senior centers and schools and ask them to do their material. And in 1988, they dedicated the gathering in Elko to him. And they asked me, I had done a documentary film based on the ranch that I'm on today, and at that time, Papa was 95 years old, and he wasn't in good enough shape to attend the gathering. So this local folklorist asked me if I would shoot some video of him addressing the convention as a part of the keynote address. So I propped him up in front of a painting that my mom and my dad had commissioned a Western artist named George Phippen to paint that illustrated Papa's most famous song, I guess. It was a song called Tying Knots in the Devil's Tail. And the great thing for me, I played that up there in Elko, and it was a real revelation to me, because as he was singing his song, I looked out into the audience, and a whole bunch of people knew the words to that song. I had no idea that it had gotten around as much as it had, and it really gave me a new appreciation for the work that Papa had done.
Well, I know you've got a guitar there with you. Can you play a little bit for us?
I can, if you like. Papa would never allow anybody to accompany him as he sang that song, because he said that would quickly reveal how far off key he was liable to be singing. So he used to sing it a cappella. Maybe it'd be better if I tried to do it that
sure.
way for you. Way up high in the Siree Peaks, where the yeller pines grow tall, old Sandy Bob and Buster Jiggs had a roe deer camp last fall. Well, they taken their horses and running irons, and maybe a dog or two, and they allowed they'd brand all the long-eared calves that came within their view.
That was great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, your grandmother was also a poet. Tell us a little bit about her.
She was born in New Mexico and came to Arizona at a young age. And she was just real super. She was definitely a very Western woman and really liked living outside and living on the ranch. That was she really enjoyed that.
And you didn't know that she wrote until after she died, right? How did you find that out?
No, we didn't. You know, I tell this story. I mean, she had to listen to my grandfather's poems 10 million times, I know. And we never knew that she had any interest at all in poetry, but we found a poem that she left for us in her drawer. We found it after she died. And there was a little note typed beside the poem that said she had written it when she was about 65, and she had revisited the site of her homestead. So, kind of reflections from that hilltop cabin. It was a poem called Hail and Farewell.
Can you read us a little bit of it?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Think not on my brittle bones mingling with dust. They're but a handful added to those gone before. Think rather that on this borrowed hilltop one lived joyously and died content. In this dark soil I found reminders saying, you too will pass. Savor for us the wind and the sun. From smoke-blackened earth I dug a frail shell bracelet, shaped skillfully, lovingly, for a brown-skinned wrist, now dust. That piece of broken clay was a doll's foot and leg, artfully curved, made for a brown-eyed child. Pottery shards are saying, yours for a little time only. Take delight in this, as we did. The tree will die. The vine will wither and rattle in the wind. For I broke a law of nature. I carried water to the hilltop. Nevertheless, for those who follow, there will be these things I've loved. Morning sun rays slanting across the hilltops, lighting the great trees in the green meadow. Wind. The great blue sky. Peace of the encircling hills and flaming glow of sunset.
I was going to ask you what the difference between cowboy poetry and other poetry was, but I don't think I have to anymore.
Well, yeah, cowboy poetry, it's kind of a broad brush. I mean, there are purists who think it's all about, you know, cowboy hats and boots and spurs, but there are a bunch of us who realize it's a lot more to do with just what a gift it is for all of us to come here and get to live on this planet, you know, where life just grows up out of the ground.
We're speaking with rancher and musician Gale Steiger of Prescott, Arizona. And while we're talking cowboy poetry, here is the classic Little Joe the Wrangler. It was written by Jack Thorpe and is being sung here by Don Edwards at the 2008 National Cowboy Poetry Gathering.
On a little old brown pony he called Joe, and with brogan shoes and overalls, a tougher-looking kid you'd never in your life had ever saw. His saddle was a southern cack built many years ago, an OK spur on one foot idly hung.
This is Here and Now.
With his hot roll in a cotton sack and loosely tied behind, canteen from his saddle horn.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
And let's get back to our conversation with Gale Steiger. He's a cattle rancher and cowboy poet living outside of Prescott, Arizona. We're talking to him because today is the opening of the 30th National Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. And Gale, just listening to your poetry and your music, I think I'm ready to move out to the West and become a rancher.
I got a poem for you that's not mine. There's a really great thinker named Wendell Berry. He teaches at the University of Kentucky. He lists his occupations as farming, reading, and writing in that order, and he's been a very prolific writer. And he did a poem called Her First Calf that really kind of, if you had asked me the question, you know, what is it about this cowboy life, what is it about that gift, I would do that poem for you too.
Do you have it with you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I got them all in my head there. Her first calf. Her fate seizes her and brings her down. She is heavy with it. It wrings her. The great weight is heaved out of her. It eases. She moves into what she has become, as sure in her fate now as a fish free in the current. She turns to the calf who has broken out of the womb's water and its veil. He breathes. She licks his wet hair. He gathers his legs beneath himself and rises. His legs wobble. After the months of his pursuit of her, they meet face to face. From the beginnings of the world, his arrival and her welcome have been prepared. They have always known each other. That's a Wendell Berry poem. He's just a great, great thinker. Great.
Wow. Well, could you play us out with a song, Gil?
Yeah, let me think about that. I'm going to play The Romance of Western Life for you. This is a song I wrote this thing when the title of this song, actually, as far as the gift of living on the earth, I don't know if it speaks to that, but it definitely talks a little bit about cowboying. It was originally titled A Cowboy Looks at 45 on a Real Bad Day. And I have a brother that I do a lot of work with, and I usually play stuff for him before I embarrass myself in public. And he said, well, you might get away with that song, but you're going to have to lose the title. It's just way too negative. He said, if you call that song The Romance of Western Life, it'll put a whole different spin on things. So that's where this song came from. Well, the old black bull got stuck in the mud. For 6 hours we pushed and we pried. Finally took four horses to pull him free. And when we got our ropes untied, he looked up at the sky and he gave out a big sigh. And then he laid down his head and he died. We started for town, but the truck broke down. We walked home 5 miles in the rain. And we'd have been glad for that, but we had hay on the ground. And the timing was kind of a shame. And the romance ain't completely gone to this cowboy life we've chose. But the bliss that I was counting on, well, it comes and then it goes. I could have been a lawyer or something, but it's too late for that now. 'Cause the only thing I know anything about is a damned old Hereford cow. Well, a creek come up, took the water gap down. Our yearlings were nowhere to be found. It only taken us a week to gather them all. Be easier the second time around. At least that's what I thought, till I seen Shorty there looking blue. Just before we'd left for town, he turned our horses out there too. They went with the yearlings. And the romance ain't completely gone to this cowboy life we've chose. But the bliss that I was counting on, well, it comes and then it goes. I could have been a firefighter, but it's too late for that now. 'Cause the only thing I know anything about is a damned old Hereford cow. No, the romance ain't completely gone to this cowboy life we've chose. But the bliss that I was counting on, it comes and then it goes. I could have been a lot of things, and I guess I still could now. But the only thing I really care about are these damned old Hereford cows.
Well, Gail, it's been such a great pleasure having you on the show. I think a lot of listeners probably are ready to go online and see if they can find all the cowboy poetry they can.
Well, I would encourage them to do that. There are gatherings all over the place, and there's a big family that kind of circulates among those gatherings. The family includes poets and singers and audience members and just people who are interested, and we're sure always happy to welcome new people into the fold.
Rancher, musician, poet Gale Steiger in Prescott, Arizona. He's going to be reciting at the 30th National Cowboy Poetry Gathering starting today in Elko, Nevada. Gale, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's sure been a pleasure.